Rob Parr,
Central Avenue.
We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Base vehicle free count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. It is episode 617. Oh, my name's Will Kuntz. That's Anna Hummel being swarmed by bees. Anna, are you okay?
What's up?
You have a bee infestation in your mansion.
I do. Yeah, I'm working on it. It kind of reminds me of Tommy Boy. Was that the movie where he was swarmed by bees and it got him out of a ticket or something like that? Classic.
That is right. How you doing?
I'm in a bad mood. You can tell.
You texted me and told me that you're going to go from home. So I assumed not feeling well.
Yeah, no, I'm like, my body is fine. I'm just can't shake. I'm just like in it, just a bad funk. I even went on my lunch break to the gym to try to just blow off some steam. And that seemed to help for about an hour after returning back from work. And then I was just like super irritable.
Is it your monthly cycle?
It's not. I thought that would be the obvious answer. I think it's just who I am, I guess. There's just some days you just wake up and you're like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to, not like I'm going to end my life. Not, although I did tell you today, what do they call those intrusive thoughts?
Yeah.
Where you're maybe at a hotel on the 20th floor and you're just like, I could just jump and end it. You know, not that you want to, it's just these impulsive thoughts. Like screaming a racial slur when you're emceeing a race. Like I was just like, what if I just said it, like the word, what would happen?
Grabbing a cop gun. Yeah. One of those.
Exactly. Just stuff like that you would never do. But I was on LinkedIn today, as I am every day, and it's just so obnoxious, you know, cause it's like, it's Facebook, but boring. People just share their stupid promotions that don't really mean anything and share insights about stuff they know nothing about, whatever. I don't think I've ever commented on Instagram, like made a post for myself, but you know, I was just like, what if I just said I want to kill myself? Like what would happen? Like on LinkedIn of all places where you're not supposed to really talk about super personal stuff. I was just like, what would happen? Like I kind of want to try just to see. So
LinkedIn influencers, because they have, for some reason, LinkedIn has reels like a Instagram or TikTok.
Yeah, actually, I am familiar with a girl that does that, and she's made a tremendous career out of it. I think her name is, maybe people have heard of her, Corporate Natalie. She's phenomenal. She's like a improv star, and she just basically takes all the nuances and idiosyncrasies of corporate life and she does these like funny little skits that are like super family friendly and appropriate, but also like kind of funny too. So I'm a big fan of hers. But anyways, yes.
On LinkedIn?
I'm sure, I think she's employed by LinkedIn.
Oh, okay.
She's like the LinkedIn chick. Because she like makes fun of all that stuff, but in like a nice, kind, PG way.
Yeah, that's a good place to operate. You can really do a lot if you're actually funny and can be clean. That is an open lane as far as like making money in that field goes.
Oh yeah, and she's hot.
For rare.
Yeah. I'm like, what? You can't be all three: smart, funny, hot. Stop that. But she is.
She's crazy then.
God bless her. Yeah.
Yeah. What is that? The you can have hot and funny. Is it funny or rich? I can't remember. You can only pick two and one.
Yes. Okay. This is a joke by a comedian. I think it seems like Johnson, something like that. But he's been on the come up lately and he was talking to women and he's like, ladies, you can only have like two out of three of these. And it was like Big D, money, got his ish together.
Mm.
And you can only have like two of the three things or something like that. And it was like, and I started thinking about it. I'm like, it's kind of true. Like you can't have all three.
Yeah.
You can't have all three. So anyways.
Girls don't want big D's anyways. At least that's what I've told myself over the years.
I think it depends on the woman. I can't imagine some like tiny little thing just getting ravaged. And I can't be comfy. So.
No. I mean, it could be a tiny package with a large cavern, I suppose. They're just all cavern.
Could be the case. Yeah, I'm not sure, quite sure. I guess we just assume the outer anatomy reflects the inner anatomy, but perhaps that's not the case.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's...
Again, if you are an influencer in that realm, a lot of money to be made. If you are very tiny and can take large things, that's you're going to make a lot of money online.
Yeah, you will. But then you'll shame your family forever and you'll go straight to hell. So
yeah.
Is it worth it?
Wednesday here at HMB Radio, willsyoutube.com. We're on Rumble and Facebook as well, streaming live that day. This does replay on Radio St. Pete Sundays around 6 p.m., 96.7 in downtown St. Petersburg. If you are between Central Avenue and 54th Avenue North, this will come in loud and clear if you're in downtown St. Petersburg. Or you can check us out, of course, on Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. It's a good way to support the show. And there's a small fee there. You get the show early in its entirety, uncensored, because after we say goodbye to Radio St. Pete, we do an extra half an hour and we just cuss. We say dirty things, naughty things, and it's a good time. Or you could just, you know, go to willsyoutube.com, wait till Sunday and get it for free. There is a way, Anna, to do like a Substack on YouTube. I think there's like a subscribe button. And if anybody signs up for that, I'll make the video as well as the podcast, you know, early if you're a member. So you can do that as well. And thank you for doing that. 813-693-2124. I did get my Wednesday voicemail from Joe. It always brightens my heart. It says the same thing generally, that he is first and he's excited. And I always appreciate that. His excitement gets me excited.
Hell so yeah. It's contagious.
Certainly.
Should we tell the people the good news?
Yeah.
He's like, what news is that? So Will and I are actually going to be featured on KXL in Portland, Oregon on Labor Day. Don't ask me what time because I don't know yet. But once we get the deets, we will be sure to share them with you all. And yeah, it's going to be cool.
It is. I'm excited about being on the West Coast. It seems like it wouldn't be, when I think of Portland, I don't think Will and Anna, but I think that there's just outside of Portland that might like us.
Well, I think it's almost more fun to be red in, I mean, I don't even know what Portland is. It ain't blue. It's rainbow blue. I don't know what it is. It is beyond blue. Let's just say that. So it'll be actually even more fun to kind of go hard in the paint in a market like that. So, yeah. I mean, it is a conservative news talk station, so it's not like we're just going rogue. So,
yeah,
that's what they've hired us to do.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. I'm looking forward to it. And thank you. This was all Anna Hummel, by the way, who pulled this off, got me involved. So
I do what I can for my peeps. So, and like, look, like doing a show, can I do a show on my own? Yeah. Like, is it as fun? Like, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if you don't have any callers, like that time I did WBAP in Dallas. Nightmare. Nightmare scenario where it's just me talking to myself. God bless Joe, tried to call in, couldn't get through, didn't take a single call. didn't talk to a producer or co-host, nobody, just 2 hours of talking, ranting to myself. Like, no.
Yeah.
No thanks.
It does make you feel like a crazy person when you're just sitting there and you're like, so no callers. Okay. All right. Well, here's my thoughts on this. And then you can really get deep. You can go, you think of thoughts that you'd never said out loud before. And then they start to come out of your mouth. And then you're like, I hope I don't get fired for saying that. You left me alone for too long. And the intrusive thoughts have snuck in.
Right. And then the night before when I spoke to the program director and he was like, oh, and by the way, don't talk about this, that. I was just like, oh, well, that was the whole show. And then he ended with one of these and it will haunt me forever. He just went, I'll be listening.
Yikes.
Like, obviously I knew that you were, but why did you have to say it like that? He's like, I'll be listening. He didn't whisper it in like a weird sexual deviant way, but he did go like, I'll be listening. And I was like, totally freaked me out. Completely freaked me out. I had diarrhea the entire morning.
Oh, man.
Terrible. Terrible.
But you got through it. You did well.
Got through it. I got through it. This last one was super fun, by the way, that I did with Right All Along 92.5. So that was a much better experience. I don't want people to think I disliked that. That was a lot of fun. But
yeah, well,
that one in Dallas, boy, that was a doozy.
Yeah, you had somebody to talk to at least a little bit.
And yeah, and Joe.
And Joe, yeah. I did see this on it. There's been so much going on. A lot of drama in the LBC going on. I wanted to bring up a few things, but then I thought, you know what? No. I'm not going to do that. But I did see this story and I want to get to, there's a story that I think you'll actually like and enjoy.
Okay. And
there's one that you might get a kick out of maybe, or just find it interesting because you're in the realm. The Buccaneers got a new play-by-play announcer.
Oh my God.
I know you don't really, you think you don't care, but you're a broadcaster. And these jobs are super rare to come by. There's 32 jobs in the world for being one of these people. And you're there for a long time, typically. I think the last guy, Gene Deckerhoff, very famous voice in Tampa Bay, he was there for, I think, 30 plus years.
Yeah, so it doesn't seem like a gig you let go of. Is it somebody we know?
It is Ryan Hoppe.
I thought you were going to be like, it's Ryan Adams. I was like, what the freak?
No, he's got cars to sell, man. He's the Ford guy now. I saw on his social media, he got rid of radio guy. Now he's Ford finance guy.
Remember when we talked trash about him for like a straight hour?
Yeah, it made me feel
so fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
There's nothing better than just like with your bestie just talking smack.
Oh yeah.
It's so good. It's so good.
I think that's why I'm not well liked in a lot of places, but hey, I'm well liked where I am and I'll take that. That's good enough.
Yeah.
But Buccaneers did hire a new guy. No, his name is Tony Castricone. Do you know Italian last name? Castricone.
I mean, your guess is probably better than mine.
Castricone. He's the organization's new play-by-play director. Spent some time, 9 seasons as the director of broadcasting and the radio voice for the University of Washington, football and men's basketball. I believe he was also head of the broadcasting department at Washington University, or is it University of Washington? Either way. To me, this says that they did a pretty extensive search if this guy was in Washington. There was a guy, TJ, who was a sideline reporter for the Bucks and has been for many, many years, that I figured would be the shoe-in for this job, but did not get it. So I wonder how he must not be feeling very well.
Dude, how great would it be if you're like, and the new broadcaster is Justin Pawlowski.
Oh yeah, baby. I wonder if he threw a resume in just as a flyer. Just like, I'm gonna, why not?
Hide your kids, hide your sons. Justin Pawlowski is back.
Back and better than ever, baby. Yeah. Yeah, that'd be good. It's not like just straight talk. Like, it's a really a skill that you have to do that sort of work where you're just calling plays. It seems easy, right? But I would encourage you to try it. And so
I don't know any plays. Omaha.
I've tried it to see if I could do it. Because somebody told me I might be good at that. I'm not good at that at all. It's really hard to keep it entertaining, keep it moving. It really is a skill that goes beyond just broadcasting. But anyway, a new voice in Tampa Bay. I'm excited to hear him. Wherever the Bucks, I don't listen to the radio for Bucks generally, unless I'm in the car. I think it's 98 Rock. But anyway, good for him. Now, this one, I think you will like more, Anna, because it involves not only a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, but cheating. You love cheating.
I feel like I want to almost talk about this in the next portion of the show.
Oh, really? But,
you know, no, we can. I can clean it up.
Yeah,
I just thought maybe I would like let it fly by accident because I'm in a bad mood.
Yeah,
but
body mouth words.
Yeah, go ahead and intro it. Yeah.
So Baker Mayfield is the starting quarterback here in Tampa Bay. Pretty well regarded all the way around. There's a little bit of, I don't know, ups and downs regarding his contract extension and some, I'm not going to say bitterness, but, you know, feelings when money's involved, you know, things happen. This is his last year that he's under contract with the Buccaneers, but replacing Tom Brady, he's done a pretty good job. He's really ingratiated himself to the community, not only him, but his wife, Emily. They do a lot of work, charity work here in Tampa Bay. They set up foundations and they're all over social media with their adorable children. The Buccaneers are always posting videos of them. There's this guy, Wyndham Clark, who I guess just won the U.S. Open, a professional golfer, who used to be in a romantic relationship with Emily Mayfield back in the day. And let's pull up this audio. This is from Barstool, I think. Yeah, Big Cat. Let's get the details here. Okay, it is pulled up. Thank you. And thank you.
I was curious if I could just take you back to December 3rd, 2016. You said haters going to hate on Twitter earlier in this interview. You did tweet, "I hate Baker Mayfield." And I was just curious if you still feel that way. Maybe your thoughts on that. Maybe that hate in your heart's gone away, or maybe where you're at on that.
I'm trying to decide if I should tell the story.
Yeah.
All right. Screw it. I don't care. People already hate me. So, no, it's not that bad. My PR team's here.
You listen, your PR team's on the hot seat because we're coming up with ideas they never thought of.
No, they didn't. They prepped me for everything. They didn't prep me for this one. My girlfriend at the time cheated on me with Baker Mayfield.
Oh! That's a fair tweet.
Okay, yeah.
But here's what I was saying. As I have come to, like, I'm actually a Baker fan now. I think he's a homie. You know, that's your initial response.
Right.
Screw that guy. But really, screw the, you know.
Yeah, yeah, your girlfriend. Yeah.
But, yeah, so I'm a Baker fan now. But, you know, that's where it came from.
That's a totally.
Wow. She does have a particular look that she goes for. I can't help but to notice that they look very similar, this golfer and Baker Mayfield.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess the main question is for me to you, Anna, is if I were somebody, a man, and a woman cheated on her boyfriend, long-term boyfriend with me, I would immediately come to the conclusion that this could possibly happen to me down the line. Can you ever trust a cheater?
Are you asking me or is this rhetorical?
I am asking you.
No. That doesn't mean that they will cheat again. It just means it's highly likely that they would, because they've justified it in the past. They could justify it again. And that's my opinion. I know, maybe you don't know. I have like a special place in my heart where I just absolutely hate cheaters. Mm-hmm. I've never been cheated on that I know of. So it's not like there's this personal story to go along with it. I hate cheaters. so much. And maybe there's people listening to this and they've cheated. Kind of hate you. I freaking hate you. Maybe it's because it's like I don't want to say it's my number one fear. Again, let me put it this way. And I've thought about this deeply. Like, I think about everything because I'm neurotic. If someone cheated on me, if my current boyfriend cheated on me, I don't think that I could ever fully recover. Let me tell you why. Mm-hmm. Not because I couldn't heal from the pain and you did this to me and I'm not enough. That will linger probably till I die, but it would linger for sure. But I think the thing that would disrupt my life the most is that I wouldn't be able to trust my own judgment because I'm always like, I have a good picker. I vet people well. I feel like I have a good read on people. Like, this person wouldn't do me like that. And if that person did me like that and I didn't think they would do me like that, I would never trust my own judgment again.
Yeah.
And that, I think that is something that I don't think I could ever get over fully.
Yeah. So no forgiving if it was.
Well, what is forgiving? Forgiving is for you, right? It's not really for the other person. You know, I don't want to hang on to that hate and that anger, but is the relationship over? Yes. What no about reconciliation?
Let me throw this on you.
Kids?
No. Oh,
go ahead.
God, no. What about, let's just say, I'm not going to use your particular, but your spouse, your boyfriend. Sure. Whatever, partner.
Yeah, yeah.
They come to you and they go, I regret it very much. This mm-hmm. was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. I'm really sorry about it. I wish I could take it back. I would in a heartbeat. And then you go, well, that's too bad. We're done. They go, okay, how about this? You get one free pass.
No way. Ew. That's gross. Like as a joke, like, yeah, hell no. Why would I give them an out to feel better? Why would I do that? I would go, no, I stayed loyal to the end, you pig. That's the flex is you always have that over their head. Like, oh, I lost a good one. To be honest with you, as far as cheating situations go, that is kind of like the only, in my mind, only salvageable situation where the guilt eats at them so much and so badly that they feel like they have to confess because they're going crazy. Because here's the thing, like, if you just find out about it, they would never confess. Like, that would have been a secret forever. But you found out about it and now they're sorry? No. But if it is the case that it did happen, they feel tremendous amount of guilt and shame around it and they do confess, to me, that's the only glimmer of hope situation. But if it's something where I accidentally found out about it, done forever, lose my number, never speak to me again. Now, I might do the PSYOP where I am considering, like, I could possibly get over this just so I could know everything. You know what I mean? Because if you're just like, F you, get out of here. I would try to remain as calm as possible just so I can extract all the details, all the information. Because I feel like once you know the details and then you have like an image in your head, you'll never forget that and you'll never forgive that, in the sense that, like, you'll never reconcile. And then I can always use that image in my mind and be like, that's what you're going back to. I don't know why I have this like fear around that. And you know what? It was never really, I think it's because I'm getting older and I feel threatened by younger women. And that's pretty vulnerable to say out loud, but it's true. You know, I remember when I turned 30, I would like, the guy I was dating, I'd like point out hot chicks, be like, oh, chicken, that girl's hot, look at her boobs, like, oh, it's so great. Like, now I'm just like always threatened that everyone is, you know, a step above me and that I'm just fighting to stay above water.
Oh man.
All this, like, oh, you get more confident as you age. I think it's a lie. I hear about it everywhere, you know, social media, the internet, wherever I'm looking about, especially I'm getting a lot of content about women approaching 40. And it's not because I'm seeking it out. It's just like I watched one or two videos and now it's like, oh, this is what she wants. So I'm getting a lot of that. And they're just like, the great thing about getting older is you get like more confident. No, you don't. I'm so sorry. Maybe that's other people's experiences. I feel the opposite. I've said this to my girlfriends before. I'm like, I don't know where all this confidence I was supposed to get. Not that I ever had that much to begin with, but it's slowly slipping away. Bye. See you later. So that's how I feel. I know that's like really pathetic to say, but whatever, it's the truth. And any woman who denies that, I think is lying, especially as they are approaching my age, mid to late 30s.
Everybody's lying. Everybody's faking it until they make it. You know, no, my situation's actually really good. I mean, we talked about it before, how many people are just do that blatantly, particularly online. And you just go, what? Your life stinks.
Yeah.
I know your life stinks.
I know you personally. You almost got a divorce last year. What are you talking about?
Yeah. But, you know, whatever. I think it would be more approachable, the get out of jail free card, free pass thing, if it was, I think males would be more into that than females.
Okay, obviously I'm a woman. If I was a man and my woman cheated on me, to me, and I've listened to a lot of content about that, I think that's even less forgivable than if a man cheats. Can I explain my case?
Yeah, please.
I think if a man cheats, it doesn't necessarily mean that he like is in love with another woman or even wants to be with another woman. Maybe like obviously each situation is different, of course, case by case basis. But I think there is a case to make where it was just like it was a drunken mistake. It was like a shiny object sort of a thing. Versus like if a woman cheats, like I feel like women don't cheat when they're happy and satisfied. Like she is emotionally withdrawn from her marriage. She doesn't respect her husband. I don't know. I think it's emasculating. And I think a woman, by the time that she is cheating, she's thought a lot about this and she's out. Like she is out mentally. You know what I mean? So I think that in that case, let me ask you, what would you do, Will?
Yeah, I think I would be done too, but I think I'm too neurotic. I would not be able to stop thinking about some other person soiling my territory.
Of course.
It might depend on the act too, because I feel like if you were to use your mouth on somebody, I'd be really mad.
Huh. Versus
I think second degree would just be like regular doing it.
Really?
Like, I'd be more mad if it was mouth stuff.
I really want to explore this in the second half of the program.
Okay.
Because I'm trying to, like, I get it, but I don't know why I get it. Maybe because it's not like mutual. Maybe it's just because it's like just for his pleasure. You know, maybe
there is something to that. It's like, you know, that's where you kiss your girl goodbye. You know,
oh, when
you're
Okay, I get it now.
Meat has been there. That's not yours. And it's just, well, that would be really hard for me. No pun intended. To get over.
Can I ask the cheaters that are listening a question? Like, how do you do it? And not how do you do it, like how do you do the act? How do you just like sit with the secret and not feel just like a terrible scumbag about it? Or maybe you do and you just don't say anything, but like, how do you live a happy life with somebody else? You're sleeping, you've betrayed the person that you sleep in the same bed with. Mm. Like there's something just like, I get a visceral reaction of like, you're like Brutus. Like you just stabbed the person you supposedly love more than everybody else you've chosen to spend your life with. You stabbed that person in the back.
Yeah.
You're sick.
It's true. We're going to say goodbye to Radio and our podcast. I'm sure we can happily talk about that and we can actually curse. And perhaps I can tell you more about my own feelings on this. 813-693-2124 is our voice and text line. If you have any good cheating stories, please leave a voicemail. I'd love to play those next week. No super chats. That's okay. We still got the other half of the show to go, though. HMBradio.substack.com is our website, HMBradio.com. You can email us at thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Thank you very much for joining us. Watch your back, Baker. That's all we're saying. All right. See you later.
Bye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.